At 2, the door bangs open, letting in a wash of pizza smell from next door and a scrawny, pale 20-something with white blonde hair. "You're Christopher Nystrom?" Mateo hazards.
"Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, but Topher. My dad was Christopher, is Christopher. He's not dead or anything. Witches, I mean, that's a weird thing to say. I realize, the dead thing, not my name."
"Topher, not Christopher," says. Confidence and volume evaporating from his words until he's whispering by the end. It's a lot for a first impression. Mateo considers how to play this because it feels like the wrong word will obliterate Topher. "I'm the manager, and I super don't care that you're late. Stuff happens." This isn't true. But if he doesn't train Topher, he'll never get a lunch break.
"You're Mateo?"
Topher makes it sound like an off-brand cereal. "Mateo." Mateo enunciates it correctly, and sounds only a little derisive.
Sorry about that. The bus I was on was supposed to be the express, but it wasn't, and then I was scared to get off, like I wouldn't find the right one. But then it stalled, and we had to get out and get on a different bus, but that was still the wrong bus, and then it got sideswiped in the tunnel, and it was a whole thing, so then I just sort of...
He trails off, having run out of air within his slender frame. Okay, so... Step one to ever getting a lunch break. Calm this guy down. "Really, it's fine." Mateo soothes. "Come on back. Put your bag in the cubby thing there." Once Topher reemerges from the back, Mateo launches into training mode. "Okay, so, work history. Ever use a register before?" Topher's head shakes. "What about customer service? Helping people on the floor?" Another head shake. His gray eyes getting wider, and he mouths the word, "No." What the actual hell? He doesn't want to ask, but he needs to understand how bad the day ahead will be. "Have you ever had a job before?" Now those gray eyes are saucers, near perfect circles of alarm. Fucking hell. Maybe he has other skills? Quick learner. Innate ability to color match that will prove invaluable. "Everyone starts somewhere," Mateo says, impressed that he sounds amiable and not like he wants to walk into traffic.